Two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
You can't do nothing but get your roll on.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
It's a vibe, actually.
Sound good?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Hour number two of the Kenny and JT Show. Thanks for being with us here as we take you through until 7 o'clock tonight. Cavaliers basketball coming your way later this evening. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off. They're in Houston to take on the Rockets tonight. So make sure you stay tuned for Tim Alcorn, who was just on with us for the call of that one. And speaking of play-by-play guys, let's go to the hotline right now and bring in the outstanding radio and TV play-by-play voice of your Cleveland Monsters, Tony Brown, joining us here on the Kenny and JT Show. TB, Happy New Year, my friend. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, back at you, Kenny. Great to be with you guys again. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, JT and I appreciate you joining us here today, Tony, and the Monsters with big games coming up Friday and Saturday at home, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the Laval Rocket coming to town. But let's go through what we've seen so far from the Monsters, Tony. And you and I talk about this whenever we're doing the TV games, and we've got one again Saturday on Bally Sports Great Lakes, that you know, a lot of guys have been getting called up by the Blue Jackets, coming and going, right, between Cleveland and Columbus. So Coach Vogelhuber sometimes left shorthanded because so many guys are up there. So how would you say they've handled the comings and goings so far in this season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a fact of life, guys getting called up in the AHL year in, year out. But it's been taken to a pretty extreme point for the Monsters this year. At different times of the season, the Monsters have had double-digit guys up with the Blue Jackets, which on the one hand is awesome. That's what it's all about in the American League, is moving guys on. But on the other hand, we've still got games to play down on the farm, as they say. So, you know, it's been at times challenging for Cleveland to maintain sort of consistency this year, but that's because of the lack of consistency in the lineup. Trent Vogelhuber, you mentioned him, the head coach of the team, has been having to put, sometimes out of necessity, 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, as opposed to the typical 12 and 6 out there on a given night. So you can imagine how that changes sort of the lines that get rotated through and the strategy with the game. But the Monsters have remarkably, after a really hard, a really successful start to the year and a difficult stretch since, the Monsters have settled in right now into the mix in a North Division that has, really aside from the first-place team, the Toronto Marlies, a lot of spots up for grabs as we march throughout the next 3 months towards the playoffs here. Cleveland right now is in seventh place, but they're playing the Laval Rocket 2 times this weekend. You get 4 points there, and the Monsters would be in fifth place in the division and just on the outside of the playoff picture. So things can change in a hurry in the AHL, and that's what the Monsters are hoping for this weekend after a road trip to Charlotte last Saturday and Sunday, back at it on home ice the next 3 weeks, and it's just a huge opportunity to make up some ground.
Obviously, probably the best venue to play in, too, at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We're talking to Tony Brown right now, voice of the Cleveland Monsters. Tony, tell us about this promotion Saturday night. You're not going up against the Cavaliers. There's nothing else in town, and you guys have got probably the best rock and roll story in the North Coast ever. It's Monsters Rock and Roll Night. Tell us about the Michael Stanley promotion.
Yeah, thanks a lot for teeing that up, because we are so, so excited. Michael Stanley, I'm going to admit to you guys right now, is a guy I hadn't heard of before I moved to Cleveland. But that changed in a hurry once I got to Northeast Ohio, and so I am thrilled. It's our annual Cleveland Rocks Night this year. It's a Michael Stanley celebration presented by our friends at Medical Mutual of Ohio. The big headline piece of this is going to be an amazing T-shirt giveaway to the first 10,000 fans that features some awesome Michael Stanley imagery on the back, and the front is sort of reminiscent of the old MSB Michael Stanley Band T-shirts from back when. So it's going to be a celebration of his music, his legacy, and we're fortunate enough to have members of his family on hand representing his foundation. We also have a couple of members of his band that are going to be there as well, and all night long it's just going to be about the impact he had in music and just in the city of Cleveland. So that's really exciting. That's this Saturday, the 28th, a 7 o'clock puck drop against the Laval Rocket. And, of course, tickets available at clevelandmonsters.com. They start at just $10, and we're expecting one of the biggest crowds of the year because, you know, literally who else would be better for Cleveland Rocks Night than the one and only Michael Stanley, who we all miss so very much.
Yeah, Tommy Dobeck going to be dropping the puck. JT, he was the drummer for Michael Stanley, correct?
That's right, yeah. Outstanding.
Yes. So he'll be dropping the puck before the game on Saturday night, and hopefully you can make it out to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But just in case you can't, another TV broadcast of the Monsters for you on Bally Sports Great Lakes, as I'll join Tony and Jock and the ugly goalie Brad Thiessen for the call of that one. And you know what? It's interesting that when I'm in the hallway before the game, Tony, and the players come walking by, not that they don't see you and Jocko, but they see me with that TV sitting there, and they're, oh, it's a TV game tonight. Interesting how that kind of, you know, I don't want to say they don't get up for every game, but anytime they're on TV, the players kind of take notice of that, don't they?
They certainly do. And, Kenny, I mean, a chance to get on camera with you, I mean, for the walk-off interviews there, I mean, that gets everybody excited to go out and have a good first period, so that walking off, it's their number that gets called. But no, in all seriousness, I mean, JT, you mentioned it, playing at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse is just a privilege for these guys at this level of hockey, to be in a world-class facility like that and to be able to showcase the team on Bally Sports Great Lakes the way that Kenny, you and I, and the rest of our fabulous crew are so fortunate to be able to do. It's an awesome thing. And absolutely, there's a little extra electricity in the air in the dressing room when they know you know, the lights are on. It's ready to go for another one of our Bally's telecasts. So looking forward to this weekend. And again, just looking forward in a huge way to our Michael Stanley celebration presented by Medical Mutual of Ohio on Saturday. And again, those tickets are at ClevelandMonsters.com. I'm not exaggerating, folks. Get them while you still can. It's going to be an awesome night and a very Cleveland night for Cleveland Rocks night. And so something we're all super excited about.
And we're excited here on the Kenny and JT Show, as Tony and the Monsters have given us a four-pack of tickets to give away to that game on Saturday night. So stay tuned for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets for Cleveland Rocks night. And you'll have a chance to go take in the atmosphere, hopefully a great hockey game, and get one of those. And by the way, Tony, those beautiful Cleveland Monsters hockey T-shirts, please tell Ben, Nicole, whoever it is, that we may need three of them lying around on the floor near my TV to bring back to the station, okay?
Hey, Kenny, we got you covered.
There you go. Because they're sweet, man. That's a collector's item. And that's what I love. And for everybody out there that's never been to a Monsters game, Tony, and I've been spreading the word since 1992. It's how long I've been doing games, you know, with then the Lumberjacks, now the Monsters, right? It's a family atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere. It is affordable. You see professional, you know, hockey players that are at the minor league level, but soon at the NHL level. And we've seen guys coming and going over the years to the Blue Jackets, the Colorado Avalanche, and everything over the years. So you see tomorrow's stars today at a reasonable price in a family-friendly atmosphere. Right, Tony?
Couldn't have said it any better, Kenny. You mentioned those great players. The Monsters have a real gem this season in David Juracek, young Czech defenseman. Sixth overall pick in the NHL draft this last year. He won't be in the American League for long. We're fortunate to see him be able to compete this season. And you talk about the value. I mean, Saturday is a huge game for us, but Friday we've got a great home date as well. And it's the best value promotion in the region, in my opinion. Our 1-2-3 Fridays are back, so that's dollar hot dogs. Dollar sodas, $2 hot dogs, $3 select beers. That's Friday, 7 o'clock, also against Laval. So it's really a huge weekend of hockey at the Fieldhouse. I can't wait to get back at it, as we've been on the road. That means we've been away from the best fans in the league, and I say that with heartfelt sincerity because it's true. So can't wait to get into that atmosphere again this weekend, and can't wait to share it with you on Saturday night. Going to be a great show for Cleveland Rocks.
And how lucky are we, Tony, as broadcasters, that we get to work with two guys, IHL champion, AHL champion, and both were part of Stanley Cup championship teams in Jock Callender and Brad Thiessen. Brad's still with the team as a goalie coach, and he does TV. Jock's been with us for many, many years. He's still with the team. So you talk about guys that really know the A as well as the Monsters. It doesn't get any better than those two, does it?
It really doesn't. And Kenny, with, you know, you and me, we got to balance it out with some expertise here, which is where those guys come in. And they are fabulous. I mean, Jock and I have gotten to be great friends during my time here with Cleveland. He does so much for the team as the senior VP of hockey affairs and team services, in addition to his broadcast roles. And of course, just his great experience as a player and a tremendous player at that. And then Brad Thiessen, too, has just blossomed into a new stage of his career. You know, it's rare that he gets through an entire monster season without having to throw on the pads for at least one game. But I don't think we'll see that happen this year, but we're fortunate to have him a part of the telecast. So you know how I feel about it, Kenny. I love working with you and the rest of our great crew. I mean, it really is. You just couldn't imagine a better situation from a broadcasting perspective than what we've got with the Monsters. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get the band back together this weekend and hopefully get a couple of big points in the standings as the Monsters drive towards what we hope will be a playoff berth this year.
Yeah, it looks like it should be a fantastic weekend for everybody. Go get your tickets. Get your Michael Stanley Cleveland Monsters Rocks t-shirts this weekend on Saturday night. Watch it on Bally Sports Great Lakes as well. Tony, always appreciate the time. We're going to give away that four-pack here very shortly, so I'll get you our lucky winner's name, and they can get their tickets through SeatGeek, correct?
That's right. Yep, just download that SeatGeek app, and we'll take care of the rest.
That sounds like a plan. I'll see you on Saturday, Tony. Thanks for the time, brother.
Hey, thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.